Every pick me girl is boy crazy, but not every boy crazy girl is a pick me. Welcome to the Artsy Status Podcast, where we have conversations we're afraid of. Today's topic is boy crazy versus pick me. This is probably an epidemic, in my opinion, of what's going on. We have this weird thing now in 2024 in society where you're either, it's like a spectrum, but it's like opposite sides. What you're either on, I'm feminist, guys ain't ish. I don't need a man to, you know, do anything for me. I am the man. Go away. Who are you? Are you even looking in my direction? And then the other spectrum is, you know, I'm submissive. I would want to be a housewife. Women shouldn't vote. Just kidding. very traditional, very, you know, from the Christian values, but ultimately boy craziness and pick me is either or. It's on either side, whether you are a feminist or you are traditional. I think that boy crazy and pick me, talking about boy craziness and talking about pick me or pick me syndrome, pick me girl or pick me girl, is really important because these are topics that are really, like, as friends, you know, you could be a friend of a pick me girl, you can be a friend of someone who's boy crazy, or you could be a pick me girl yourself or boy crazy yourself. There's definitely a difference. Now, if you don't know what boy crazy and pick me is, a boy crazy girl is a girl who kind of orients her life around guys, the attention of guys, talking about them, talking a lot about boys and, you know, the latest gossip about who likes who. Just, I'm highlighting the word very passive. They're very, like, always talking about guys, and they're very into, you know, receiving attention from guys and talking about it, and a lot of just always having a crush, just, you know, maybe in and out of a relationship, just hopping from relationship to relationship. That could be described as a boy crazy girl. A pick me girl is a girl who not only, you know, craves, you know, male validation, but will go out of her way to get it. And if she has to throw her friends under the bus, if she has to do those things, she will do those things, because that's what pick me girls do. They want the attention on themselves, or they can't help but want guys' attention and guys' validation, and they wouldn't mind changing and contorting themselves to fit, you know, the guy that they like. They want to be like the apple of, you know, any guy's eyes that she has her eyes on. There's definitely a distinction between the two. Let's not get that confused. Society really, you know, tends to look at these girls very negatively, but I believe that it could stem from childhood, whether it's, you know, either of the girls, and this is just applying to women because there can be pick me guys. There's a lot of factors on why someone could be boy crazy or someone could be a pick me girl. But I ultimately want to focus on just the absence of men in their life. For me, I would have described myself in the past as boy crazy. Now, I've never been in a relationship before, but I was very boy crazy. I was very boy crazy before. And I think that for me and personally, I did grow up with my dad, but I didn't grow up, I would say, with an emotional available dad. He was always there for me. He got me what I wanted. You know, I want this, I want that. He would give that for me. But talking about emotional, like, vulnerability, being close, no, that wasn't it. And I think that contributed to me being boy crazy in middle school. I think it started in middle school and then trickled down to high school and college, and now at 27, it's just not. The boy craziness, I don't think, is in my life, thank God. It's just not in my life anymore. However, I think that this conversation is important because I don't want to come at it from like bashing someone or like, you're a pick me girl, ew, or you're boy crazy. Like, go get some hobbies, go do something else. Stop orienting your life around men. Like, what? No. I want to have a good conversation where it's productive and it's solution based. If you have a friend that's boy crazy, if you have a friend that is a pick me, have empathy for them, have compassion for them, and be a real one and call that behavior out, because it's not going to benefit her if she's boy crazy or if she's a pick me girl, especially if she is a pick me girl. I've had nightmare situations with pick me girls. I'm not doing it. And I think I've seen the sparkle in a pick me girl's eyes when they spot guys, or maybe, you know, there's guys at the event, or, and like, sometimes being the butt of their joke is not cool, you know. As a woman, why would you go out of your way to make your friends look bad? Why? Because you, like, honestly thinking that you being harsh on your friends and you kind of loosening up that, I don't know, weird pick me girl energy is going to get the men to like you, I think that's delusional. But maybe they don't see it. And I'm not talking about boy crazy girls, because I said pick me girls, like, all pick me girls are boy crazy, but not all boy crazy girls are pick me. For me personally, I was a boy crazy girl that was a girl's girl. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I was a girl that was boy crazy, but I was also a girl's girl. I would be very, very loyal to my girl friendships. You are not making them look good always, going out of my way to just help in any way I can, especially if there was a boy around. It was just me internally suffering. because I had crush after crush. It was just me internally suffering because I had a lot of crushes on a lot of guys. But I would be very much a girl's girl, very much if you need me. I was very a girl's girl, very loyal to my girl, to my girlfriends, very kind. And even though I was internally suffering and I was like, oh, just always plagued with like maladaptive daydreaming, hello, just dissociating and not being here, being in La La Land, I never went out of my way to embarrass any of my friends. I just never saw it. And I know what that, I never saw the point of that. And I know what that feels like. So especially as someone who knows what that feels like, I'm not going to make someone else feel that way, because I know what it feels like. I was very much a girl's girl, but a pick me girl and a boy crazy girl are two different things. I have two nightmare situations about it. It still haunts me to this day. And it's just intense. So at the time, I think it was 2018, I was working in my college by like the student department, and my job was basically, I was just like a frontliner, and if you needed anything, people would come up and just ask where things are, and just, it was really cool. I liked it. But there was one particular day that I was working with one of my coworkers. I actually had a crush on him. I liked him. He was cool. He was really, really, really cool. I hope he's doing well. He was really, really, really cool. But my best friend at the time had a friend, and I knew she was a pick-me girl. My best friend at the time told me so many situations of her being a pick-me girl, and it was really sad and really intense. But just think, anytime she sees a guy, she will embarrass you. She will embarrass you in general, but she would just embarrass you. And, you know, she's very much like a social justice warrior, very woke, very, you know, aggressive in her feelings. So we were working that day together, and we went to the same college, and she saw me, and I was kind of like clenching my butt cheeks together because I didn't know what was gonna go down. I didn't know if I was gonna get embarrassed. I didn't know if I was gonna like cry myself to sleep. I don't know. So at the time, I didn't register to vote, but people were being very, you know, emotional about the election and everything. I can't remember why, because, you know, the election was in 2016. So here we are. I am with this guy that I have, you know, a mini crush on. And she's coming around. I see her. I'm kind of like freaking out internally. But it seems to go well. We're talking about bubble tea. We're talking about finals, school, normal stuff. Things were fine. Until it got political. And I think she asked me. I think she asked me, "Did you vote?" And I said, "Oh, no, I don't think I registered yet." "You didn't register to vote? You didn't register to vote?" And she proceeded to run me for filth. And I don't even remember because I blocked it out. But it was very, very unnecessary. It was very, very unnecessary and hurtful. And I was just thinking, like, I'm in my head, like, I know if we were alone right now, she would not be talking to me like that. She's only talking to me because there's a guy. She's only talking to me like this because there's a guy in front of us. There's a guy next to us. And he was literally just... just awkwardly smiling, just like, "Get me out of here" kind of look. She was going in on me, just saying things and just making me look so bad in front of this guy. And saying, like, "You don't care about your country. What kind of citizen are you?" Like, all these things. And I'm just like, girl. And like, of course, been nothing but respectful to this girl, even if we had disagreements. Pick me girls don't care. There's males there. There's boys there. There's guys there. They don't care. They don't care at all. They see the eyes on the prize. They see what they want. They don't care at all. So it's just really unfortunate, you know? And that made me realize, like, wow, like, this is someone that is just not okay. You know, pick me girl, pick me syndrome can manifest itself in a lot of different ways. In a lot of different ways in people, okay? Some people, there's just something that gets going in them, and they will embarrass you in front of anyone. They will throw you under the bus. Or they're gonna do some really weird things. Or if it's one example, like, you wear makeup, just being like fake, lying. It's just crazy. The second instance with a pick me girl, actually from church. Hallelujah. Like, Lord have mercy. Let me adjust my chair. So basically, I can spot pick me girls from a mile away. And this was back in like 2023. Yeah. Like 2023. Usually after church, at the church that I used to go to, we would just go anywhere after church. Chipotle, Cava, you know, brunch. I already know there's a pick me girl, and it's actually really, really, really sad. Because she's on the worship team. You know what I'm saying? Like, this goes deep. This goes deep. Well, you're supposed to be an example for people, and you're not perfect, but loving and kind, and you're a pick me girl, and you go out of your way to like throw other girls under the bus for some guy attention. I digress. So I forgot where we were. We might have been in Cava or Chipotle, I don't know. But we were having a conversation after church, and it got really deep. It got really nice, talking Bible, you know, great. She was talking. It wasn't the feeling that I got with the other girl where like, oh my gosh, she's gonna embarrass me. I knew she was a pick me girl, but I was just like, oh, maybe she's still working on it. I don't know. I didn't think that she was gonna do what she did, or, you know. So we're just talking and talking, and I said something wrong. Like, I pronounced a word wrong, and she held on to that like crazy. It's something really stupid, like Himalayan or something. Himalayan salt we were talking about, and I said Himalayan. I said Himalayan instead of Himalayan salt, and she... And her crush was there. Her crush that she has been falling over for, and it's very interesting because that was like the second boy that she liked. When the other guy didn't like him, when the other guy didn't like her back, this is the second guy. Mind you, they were both best friends. And so it was just, and it was also weird behavior that I would notice. Just very like, girl, like, you're more than this. No tea, no shade. You are more than this. A guy does not make or break you. Do not. And we don't have to hate them in order to, we don't have to be a crazy feminist in order to say those truth. In order to say that truth. And Himalayan instead of Himalayan. And she said, what did you say? Oh, sorry. I think I pronounced that wrong. Or just something silly. And she would not. She would not let it go. Himalayan? Did you say Himalayan? Just very obnoxious, very mean girl, very high school, very, I have a crush on this guy that's never going to pay attention to me, but here we are. But here we are. And I'm in my head, I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? It got so bad where her crush had to tell her, enough, stop picking on Ashley, stop. And I'm just like, will I ever, like, those two experiences that I had when it came to the pick me girls, it sucked. I felt embarrassed. I didn't feel safe around them. You know, we're not close, but even girls that I don't know, if they need help, I'm here. I'm helping. You know, that's just me. You know, girls have to support each other and look out for each other. I didn't like that, but I'm gonna say something controversial, and I'm gonna say this. I think that if they had friends that were honest with them, like friends that held them accountable, friends that, you know, expounded on, I don't think you should say that, or that hurt my feelings, or just clear with love, no malice, no tea, no shade, just saying, hey, pull them aside privately. Why are you speaking to me like that in front of so-and-so? Why are you speaking to me like that? What did I do to you? Like, can we solve this? Because she only did that because he was there. If, you know, if he wasn't there, I don't even think she would be talking to me. Because her attention, she's one of those pick-me girls, in my opinion, allegedly. She's, in my opinion, she's one of those people that a guy's looking her way, like, what, like, she's going to be the biggest clown. And I think that instead of judging these women, you know, I was boy crazy, but regardless of the boy crazy or regardless of the pick me's, it's important to hold friends like that, if you have friends like that, accountable. You should be able to hold them accountable. You should be able to say, hey girl, like, what's going on? What is this? Like, what's going on? Because they can't be walking around like that in society. They can't be walking around. There's a lot of stereotypes that we could say about pick me girls, but I ultimately just think it's women that they didn't have a strong male presence in their life. And now in their adulthood, they're either lashing out, being boy crazy, jumping from relationship to relationship, but it's never even the guy, it's them. They're not dealing with, like, themselves. They're not, you know, I believe that we should all have a relationship with God. That's where we find the foundation of who we are. And for me, I struggle with it daily, but that doesn't mean I'm not striving to have a good relationship with God. I'm not striving to know myself in Christ. I am a Christian, and I do believe in Christ, Jesus. And I think that if a lot of girls would just look within themselves and ask the question, why am I like this? Why am I like this in friendships? Why am I like this in friendships? Why do I treat my friends like that? Just a lot of unnecessary things. You could get help from that. You know, you can seek a relationship with God, and you should know that you're more than a guy looking at you. You're more than a guy, you know, desiring you, wanting to be with you. As a woman who wouldn't want to feel loved and appreciated and valued and wanted, there's just a different kind of energy. There's just a different kind of thing to be, you know, known by a guy and loved by a guy the way it should be in marriage. there's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of girls are kind of convinced, a lot of women are convincing themselves, I don't need a guy, like, whatever, because it's pain underneath. It's, oh my gosh, they could just, like, walk away, like, cheat on you and walk away and, like, thrive like nothing happened and leave me here to pieces. Like, that's terrifying. I would never. It's a lot of fear. It's a lot of, oh my gosh, like, men have access and this option to date, be with any girl they want. Why would they pick me? Who am I going to be with? Am I going to be alone? And we kind of wrap ourselves in, whatever, I'm independent. Like, I don't need a guy. Like, I know what I'm doing. I'm boss, babe. But you're hurting inside. And you wish you could be in a relationship. You wish you could feel that warmth, because I see a lot of people thrive in marriage. I see a lot of people, their life kind of low-key starts when they get married. They accomplish a lot, especially as Christians, real, authentic Christians loving God. I've seen couples that they're just, whew, they're on fire, and it's beautiful to watch. And when you're single, you know, single's hard. Being in a relationship is hard. Being in a relationship is hard. So I think that these conversations are important to have. But what starts is, you know, if you are friends with someone who is boy crazy, if you are friends with someone who is a pick me, you should hold them accountable in love. You should be able to feel safe enough to call that behavior out. And if they don't like it, and if you have to walk around eggshells around them, you can respectfully leave. You can respectfully let them go. But at least you tried. At least you said, hey, I'm seeing this behavior and it's not good. You gotta call me out. You gotta call your friends out. It's okay. It's love. God chastises those he loves. And it's okay to tell your friends. Like, we all have a desire for validation, every single one of us. But there is a point where that could be so unhealthy and we just look crazy. And I can't wait to get into, like, friendship validation and how I'm gonna talk about in the future how dangerous it is to share everything with your friends, especially like a best friend telling them like personal details, especially when you're struggling and you're hurting. That is a big no-no, and I cannot wait to get to that topic. Now, if you see pick me girl or boy crazy girl in yourself, that is awesome that you are self-aware, number one, and two, there's hope for you. Those two things are, they don't look good. They're not good. You being boy crazy, I think that has poor impact on your mental health. You being a pick me girl, not only does it affect your friendships, your relationships, it's just not okay. It's just not okay to act like that. It's not okay to be boy crazy and, like, in your mind, you're suffering and you're obsessing over male validation. You keep thinking about guys and you have to, like, check, like, call yourself out when you see that. But also, when you are a pick me girl, if you are a pick me girl, you know, you can kind of see where things went wrong. Did you grow up with a male presence in your life? Do you have a relationship with God? Do you know that you're more than what society says about you? You're more than a pretty face. You're more than your body. You have a creator that created the world and wants to get to know you and loves you, and despite your mistakes, died for you on the cross so that you can be reconciled to him. That is what life's about, and community and relationships. Being a pick me girl or being boy crazy, that's not the end all be all of life. You know, guys really will not make or break you, and that goes for women as well. To guys, women, the validation of women is not going to make or break you. It's not going to fill you up. You are not going to get set free from your roster, you know? And that is important to talk about. In conclusion, I really think it's important to, whether you are yourself a pick me girl, boy crazy girl, you have friends that are like that, you have family members that are like that, call that behavior out in love. Remove. Do not have someone in your circle that's like boy crazy, that's a pick me girl, you know? Because that's going to affect you. And no, you have to keep your circle full of people that are going to help you thrive, full of people that are speaking life instead of always talking about relationships or always talking about some relationship drama. There's so much more to life than that. So much. Thank you so much for listening to the RT Status Podcast. This is episode 2, Boy Craziness versus Pick Me Syndrome.